Happy Friday. This is Maya and Natalie with your 11 a.m. headlines. In local news, a local e-scooter hire company is still operating in Brisbane after losing their contract with the council last month because they were accused of fraud. A council spokesperson said that Beam e-scooters should be gone by early December at the latest, and Lime, another hire company, will increase their fleet to make up for the shortage until the council locks in another company to replace Beam. Subscription holders will be refunded and users will still be covered by insurance if injured to minimise the impact on customers.
Urban Utilities will start installing a temporary 1 kilometre pipeline next week after the leakage of human sewage about 60 metres beneath the Brisbane Sea River. The wastewater and ferry services will remain normal as the project is expected to be done by early next year. The company's chief executive, Paul Arnold, was delighted to see the renewal that would support Brisbane's population for the next 70 to 100 years.
In national news, popular Australian hardware chain Total Tools has been impacted by a cyber incident that has affected 38,000 customers. Richard Murray, who is the chief executive, said that personal information was illegally compromised. These include names, email addresses, credit card data, and login information. The business has taken immediate steps to secure the website, and the safety of their customers and team members is their number one priority.
Community debate has surged in Hobart as the City Council has granted the Hobart Police Service with complete 24/7 access to security footage of the 330 cameras spread across the city. The Australian Privacy Foundation argues that this is an infringement of individuals' rights to privacy and questions the need for such invasive access. On the contrary, the Lord Mayor of Hobart, Anna Reynolds, states that the CCTV footage is aimed to protect public safety and public order.
And in international news, 8 people have been killed in the Saigaiang region of Myanmar after a military junta raid into a nearby village. Local sources told Myanmar national media 2 villagers were shot dead, whilst another 6 were tortured before killed. Myanmar has been in an ongoing civil war since the Thaet Maw Daw junta executed a military takeover against elected President Aung San Suu in 2021.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.